The reading is taken from Luke chapter 7 and verses 36 to 50. Jesus anointed by a sinful woman. Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster box, jar of perfume, and as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "Who is this man? If he were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is. She is a sinner." Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to tell you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii, the other 50. Neither of them had money to pay him back, so he cancelled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "I suppose the one who had the bigger debt cancelled." "You have judged correctly," Jesus said. Then he turned towards the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears. You did not put oil on my head, but she poured perfume on my feet. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this? Who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Amen.
One of the biggest films to come out when I was a child was E.T., the extraterrestrial. And the film tells the story of an alien botanist whose spaceship takes off and leaves behind E.T. And so this alien child, this alien is left alone, scared and vulnerable. And E.T. becomes a stranger on a new world. When was the last time you felt that you were a stranger? When was the last time you felt like an alien in a hostile environment? Perhaps you were visiting somewhere new on your own. Perhaps it was when you started a new job or moved to a new place. Perhaps it was an old place you were returning to, but you found that everyone else had changed. Perhaps it was coming into church this morning. How did you feel? Scared? Alone? Vulnerable. E.T., though, didn't stay a stranger. He was befriended by a boy named Elliot and his family. And although he still wanted to go home, they made room for him in their lives. And he became a friend. How long did it take you to no longer feel a stranger in those situations you might have thought about a moment ago? What was it that turned you from feeling out of place to feeling at home? Perhaps it was meeting someone you could relate to. Perhaps it was a friendly face amongst the sea of unfriendly natives. Perhaps it was experiencing something familiar drink, food, laughter. Feeling like a stranger is an unsettling experience. But it is one that through the sharing of a simple virtue and practice that can quickly disappear. An experience where a stranger turns into a friend is one that we can all experience. And one that we can all put into practice. And the virtue and practice is that of hospitality. This morning, we're going to reflect upon how we can show love to others in the name of Jesus through the practice of hospitality. What, though, is hospitality, and what in particular is hospitality in relation to the Christian faith? Henri Nouwen, the Christian writer, said that the word hospitality conjures up images of tea parties, boring conversation, and the atmosphere of coziness. This is possibly a nice image for some of you, but it isn't really one that is what Christian hospitality is all about. It isn't what Paul has got in mind when he writes, "Practice hospitality," in Romans chapter 12, verse 13. Paul, in the wider context of Romans chapter 12, is writing about how we should show love. The kind of love that Jesus shows us. How we can put this love into action. And that is the essence of Christian hospitality. The welcoming love of God shown to others. Hospitality is about us welcoming people into our lives, irrespective of their need. Hospitality is about making room for the stranger or friend alike in our lives. We can all, whether followers of Jesus or not, seek to deepen our understanding of hospitality and see how it can bless our lives and especially bless the lives of others. Hospitality is where we welcome friend or stranger. It's a simple definition that can be expressed in many ways. The practice of hospitality was very common in the ancient world. And any lapse in hospitality was a blow to your social status. The ancient Greeks saw hospitality as a sign that you were a civilized people. The ancient Egyptians saw that being hospitable meant that you achieved a better place in the afterlife. And the ancient Romans saw that hospitality was a sacred duty. In the Old Testament of our Bibles, we have many stories of hospitality being shared. In Genesis chapter 18, we have this story. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and you may wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." Three strangers come to see Abraham, and Abraham graciously welcomes unexpected guests, just as anyone would in the ancient world. Later on in the story of the Old Testament, we have Rahab welcoming Jewish spies into her home, Abigail hosting David and his men, Elijah staying with the widow of Zarephath, Elisha visiting the Shunammite woman. These are all stories about an extension of hospitality, and it was a natural thing to do. But it was only Israel in the ancient Near Eastern cultures that had provisions to welcome the stranger, welcome the foreigner into their midst. The people of God were called to act in a way to others in the same way that God had acted towards them. They believed that they were recipients of God's hospitality. The promised land was God's hospitality to them. They had done nothing to deserve this favor, yet God welcomed them. It doesn't mean that the people of Israel are always good in welcoming the foreigner and the stranger, and it doesn't mean it's a lesson that's been carried forward to today. But it was something that they should have done. And as we move forward into the New Testament, we see hospitality was still a practice, common practice. Breaches in hospitality conventions were serious. And this is where our reading from Luke's Gospel comes in. The main issue in this passage is that the Pharisee didn't act as a hospitable host should have acted. He should have offered to wash the guest's feet. And instead, the woman who was known as sinful does this instead extravagantly. Jesus was someone who, as far as we know, never had his own home. He relied on the hospitality of others for places to live, to be welcomed into their homes. However, Jesus, as he did with most things, changed the notion of hospitality. He didn't always wait for an invitation into someone's home. He often just turned up. And when he was in someone else's home, he often acted as the host rather than as the guest. And Jesus' teaching on hospitality also went beyond the normal social convention. He told a parable once of a party where no invited guests turned up, and instead the host sends out the servant to just invite people randomly from the highways and byways. Jesus says you just need to go and find people to invite. And Jesus also challenged the idea that hospitality had to be able to be reciprocated. The expectation is if you were to be hospitable to someone, they should be able to be hospitable back to you. But Jesus says, no, you can give hospitality to the poor, the needy, those who are unlikely to be able to repay you as well. In the parable of the prodigal son, we had the father welcoming his lost son home with a party, rather than the condemnation he deserved. Hospitality is all about the grace of God. God is gracious to all who come to him, and so we should be as well. However, there is also something about Jesus and who he was that teaches us something about the nature of hospitality. Because in Jesus becoming a man, he came to the earth as a stranger. In God himself becoming incarnate, he becomes a guest of humanity. But because Jesus was also God, he's also the host. He welcomes all people into God's kingdom. Jesus teaches us how to be a guest. Jesus teaches us how to be the host. Jesus shows us by his very existence the welcome of God in the vulnerability of being a stranger. Hospitality is where we welcome friend or stranger into our lives. Hospitality is where we make room for friend or stranger in our lives. And it's brought home in Jesus' parable of the sheep or the goats. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was ill and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison or go to visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did for me. And in Hebrews 13, 1 and 2, we have these wonderfully cryptic words. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. What Jesus' parable and the somewhat obscure words from the writer to the Hebrews tell us is that we never know who we're going to be showing hospitality to. Could be Jesus, could be an angel, it could be anyone. Doesn't actually matter who we think the person is, as long as we treat them as God treats us in Jesus. People who seek to live in God's kingdom welcome the stranger. They respond to Jesus' words, "I was a stranger and you welcomed me." When most of us practice hospitality, we typically welcome those that we have some established bond with, some connection. Hospitality will build and reinforce those relationships. It's actually one of the pleasures of ordinary life. But where do those who are strangers to us fit into this? Strangers are those who are disconnected from our normal cycle of relationships. However, in practicing hospitality, we can show strangers that they are connected, that their presence in our lives has value and meaning. Hospitality requires of us a generosity of heart, shown in sharing our time and resources. I guess I'm like most people. It's easier to spend time talking to people I know, spending time with people I know, offering a welcome to people I know, inviting people I know to share in food or drink. And this is good, this is hospitality, but is this the limit of my hospitality? How do I welcome the stranger? How do I make room for the stranger in my life? How do you welcome the stranger in your life? How do you make room for the stranger in your life? The most natural preconditioned response we have towards strangers is not hospitality, it's hostility. We ignore. We turn away. It's easy to practice fear first. But the practice and virtue of hospitality that we see from Jesus, that he calls his followers to example, is one that flows from a heart wanting to reach out in love to others, echoing the way that God has reached out to us in love. Hospitality is part of a gospel lifestyle. To practice hospitality requires courageous love and involves risk, maybe. But it also shows respect and value for the other. What would it look like in our lives? It can start simply. Just inviting someone out for a drink. You don't have to invite them to your home straight away. You build relationships slowly. It's about not walking by on the other side of the streets. Those people that we know who live close to us. What about those who have moved from other countries to be part of our communities? How do we welcome them? Hospitality in Jesus' name ignores all boundary markers that humans create to divide, and simply sees the person who is created in the image of God. The evidence of the virtue and practice of hospitality in our lives is a sign of how far we have travelled as a follower of Jesus, but can also show how far we need to travel, how much we've learnt of the generous welcome of God. Our exercise of the virtue of hospitality, our practice of hospitality, is a reflection of the nature of God, the one who desires for no one to be a stranger to him, but for all to be settled at his feast as friends. The virtue and practice of hospitality is at the core of the mission of God's people. Hospitality can be a first step in the mission of God's people. A way that a stranger becomes a friend, a way to make space for the gospel in someone's life. Jesus spent much of his time just simply eating and drinking with people. He was accused of being a glutton and a drunkard and a friend of sinners, mainly because of his dining habits. Yet it was through these dining habits that offended many that many others became citizens of God's kingdom. Welcoming people, those who are strangers to become friends in our lives through the practices of hospitality, is an important way that we can break down the walls of hostility that people in our culture have towards the Christian faith. Welcoming the outsider to become the insider is a gospel action, and it invites them into a space where the possibility of transformation can occur in their lives. We show our love for others by showing them that they are respected and valued, showing them that they are not strangers but potential friends. Hospitality is where we show that we have welcomed as friends them because they are loved by God. Hospitality is where we welcome friend or stranger into our lives. Hospitality is where we make room for friend or stranger in our lives because God has made room for us in his life. Let us pray. Lord God, just as you welcomed us through your Son Jesus, may we make room in our lives for friend and stranger alike. Amen.